In 2012, Carly Sakin and Daniel Weisberg founded The Skim from their couch. Now, 6 years later, their morning newsletter gives over 7 million subscribers the news and information they need to start their day. When they first started the company, they got a lot of advice from other female entrepreneurs. Now they're sharing those conversations and more on their podcast, Skimmed from the Couch. Every week, you'll hear from women like Arianna Huffington, founder of the Huffington Post, and Thrive on why she puts her phone to bed at night. Or how actor Taraji P. Henson got over her first rejection and learned how to negotiate for herself. It's a podcast about the real stuff. Tips and tricks to launch, grow, and change your career. The only rule on the couch? No BS. Check out Skim from the Couch wherever you listen to podcasts. Hey guys, happy Cinco de Mayo. It's Nikki Marie coming to you live. Happy drink day. That's what I call it. May 5th is the day to drink. Get drunk, get crunk, and do all that crazy stuff. So y'all know I had to get into this conversation. So the headline basically said, DJ Khaled does not go down. Ladies, I want to hear from y'all. If your man said, I'm the king, and you basically have to go down on me, and yeah, you're the queen, but you know what? We have different roles. I'll bring in the money, I'll give you the material things, and I'll never satisfy you orally, but I'm satisfying you financially. Ladies, what do you think of that? So DJ Khaled, this video was in 2015. He had the interview with The Breakfast Club. He was basically saying, a woman should praise the man who is the king. If you holding it down for your woman, I feel like women should be praised, but in a manner of, you like the house you living in. You like the clothes you get in. I'm taking care of your family and I'm taking care of my family. I'm putting in the work, right? Angela Yee basically asked him, well, what if she said she doesn't go down? You know, how would you feel about that? He was like, nah, I'm the Don. So she has to go down. I was like, what? Are you kidding me right now? Where is this double standard thing coming from? So you're basically saying, if I was the breadwinner and I was doing this, that, and the third, I would have every right to tell you to go down on me. But now because you're the breadwinner and you're doing X, Y, and Z, I have to go down on you. But you'll never satisfy me orally because you don't do that. He was just basically like, nah, I don't do that. It's different rules for men. You got to understand we're the king. There's some things that y'all might not want to do, but it has to get done. I just can't do what you want me to do. A man should praise the queen. You like the house you living in. You like them clothes you get in. I just can't. And I know this doesn't go for every man. Maybe he just doesn't know how to do it. Or maybe he's afraid. He doesn't want people to know that he's doing it. But y'all call in. Let me know how you feel about oral transactions. That's what I'm going to call it. Oral transactions. I'm going to try to keep it G-rated. And I hope y'all do too. Thank you for tuning in. I'll talk to you soon.